Hi there, I'm Sonali from the BBC World News for Children. Coming up, man arrested over planned US bombing. The Ash is back and elephants on the loose. First, police in America have arrested a man on suspicion of driving a car bomb into one of the busiest and most famous areas of New York at the weekend. The car was left in Times Square on Saturday, packed with explosives. The bomb didn't go off and no one was hurt. Police later arrested the man as he tried to get on a flight out of the country. The government's top legal adviser, Eric Holder, says they're still trying to find out whether anyone else was involved.
The American people should know that we are deploying every resource available, and we will not rest until we have brought everyone responsible to justice.
Next, less than 2 weeks after the flight ban was lifted, planes are being grounded again. A fresh cloud of volcanic ash from Iceland has forced airports in Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland to close. Restrictions are also in place at several Scottish airports, but officials say the ban should only last a few hours. Back in the US now, where some oil from the spill off the coast of Louisiana has reached the shore. The bulk of the slick still remains a few miles from the coast, but it's getting closer. To try and prevent an enormous environmental disaster, workers must stop the oil from leaking, but so far they haven't been able to. And staying in America, officials say at least 23 people have been killed after severe thunderstorms caused flash floods in Tennessee, Mississippi, and Kentucky. People were told to leave downtown Nashville after more than 33 centimetres of rain fell in 2 days. There's also a shortage of safe water. That's because one of the town's sewage treatment plants was flooded. This official called on locals to limit the amount of water they use.
I need everyone to use one half of the water they would normally use. If everyone does that, we'll be able to go through this crisis satisfactorily. If we don't do that, we will have a problem.
Now to Cameroon in West Africa, where wildlife officials are looking for lots of elephants who escaped from a nature reserve. People in nearby villages are panicking that the animals might wander into their areas. The elephants fled the reserve, trampling over houses and fields on their way. A wildlife official told the BBC that the elephants had set off after they were attacked by hunters. Finally, to footy, and Blackburn came from behind to beat Arsenal 2-1. The Gunners needed just 1 point to secure third place in the English Premier League, but this goal from Blackburn's Chris Samba left them with their ninth league defeat of the season.
He's allowed at the corner to be taken, and it's headed in by Chris Samba, and Blackburn Rovers have the lead.
And that's all from the World News for Children team. We're back with more top stories tomorrow. In the meantime, get in touch and let us know where in the world you're listening.